This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
We've been talking about the Jewish holiday of Purim, which we celebrate this week. Today, we focus on the lessons and festivities of Purim. Inspired by the Book of Esther, Purim reminds us that we will always struggle with the problem of evil and with people who, like Haman and Esther's story, hate Jews simply because they are Jews. Indeed, we hear Haman's voice coming from Israel's modern-day enemies, too. While the story of Purim reassures us that good ultimately triumphs over evil, Esther's bravery in the face of death inspires us to take action in confronting evil rather than remaining silent and passive in its presence. How do we celebrate Purim? Well, the day before the holiday, we fast, as Queen Esther did before she appealed to King Xerxes to spare her people. We read the Book of Esther in synagogue, and we boo, hiss, and rattle noisemakers, called gruggers, whenever Haman's name is mentioned in the reading, and in doing so, we blot out his name and memory. Then we enjoy a festive meal and share our joy with others by giving gifts to friends and charity to the poor. It's even customary to hold carnival-like celebrations and parades and to wear costumes. Purim is the holiday when we rejoice and celebrate God's saving work for His people, something we can all celebrate every day throughout the year.
As we near the Jewish observance of Passover, the Fellowship would like to offer you a free collection of Passover recipes and teachings on this important holy day. To request your free copy, visit ifcj.ca/tasteofpassover.